You are listening to Free Fridays, brought to you by the Movie Cellar Podcast.
Welcome to the Movie Cellar, where we have a VHS collection, an internet connection, and uninformed opinions. We are brought to you by the gods of the show, the Alita Army, Jack Thorne, and our God of Gods, with over $10,000 donated to the JDRF, Zach Whittier. If you would like to help the JDRF find a cure for type 1 diabetes, go to jdrf.org and make a donation. Any amount is super helpful, from $1 to $10,000. Anything you can do to help find a cure for type 1 diabetes is awesome and badass. So go do that. And to show you our appreciation, let us know you donated. Tell us what movie you want us to watch. We'll do a show just for you. My name is Dan, and you are listening to Free Fridays. Free Fridays is a series where I tell you free shit that you can watch over the weekend and free shit that you can listen to over the weekend. And I tried really hard not to say free shit because I felt like shit was a negative connotated word, but then I realized there's cool shit too. There's good shit. And that's what I'm sharing with you guys. Good shit. So, without further ado, let's get to the good shit. All right. So, this week, I've been kind of on this, like, 70s horror journey on Tubi. And so, my recommendations are going to fall under that. So, how did I get here? Well, a couple things happened that kind of got me here. One was that on the Out of the Shadows podcast last week, I think it was last week, they watched Funhouse. And Funhouse was made by the dude who made Texas Chainsaw. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and I'm watching the Texas Chainsaw movies. That led me to some of the other, like, 70s... Are they exploitation films? Just these ultra, like, you know, ultra violent horror movies that have become like cult classics. So, the ones that I'm going to point out to you guys, are you ready for this? Here we go. First up, Last House on the Left. If you haven't seen Last House on the Left, it is a pretty brutal movie. It is a revenge horror, and it is directed by Wes Craven, written by Wes Craven, I believe both. And my God, it's basically about this group of people who capture a couple of teenage girls, do horrible things, kill them, and then their car breaks down. And they go to a house to try to get some help. The house is owned by the parents of one of the girls. The parents figure out what's going on and make life the last part of the lives of these people about as terrible as they deserve. Maybe not quite bad enough, but really bad. There was a remake of it. The remake is way, way worse, but they're both pretty bad. And, yeah, you know, trigger warning, like, this contains a lot of, sexual violence, really, really gnarly, unpleasant stuff. So yeah, that's one. And then next I would mention, The Hills Have Eyes. I think this is another Wes Craven one. The Hills Have Eyes. This was the first time that I had watched it when I watched it this week on Tubi. But I had seen the remake a while ago and actually was like a pretty big, I wouldn't say a big fan, but I liked it. I liked the remake quite a bit. The original was a bit disappointing, and that's probably like, you know, an awful thing to say because it's like a cult classic, but you know, there were some interesting performances. Michael Berryman, who plays Pluto, I thought he was cool and interesting, but like the bad guys in the remake are so much more monstrous and less human, and it's way more harsh. But it was fun to watch the original, and like I said, Michael Berryman's performance is pretty admirable, so that's worth checking out. And then if you like that and want more of the same, there's The Hills Have Eyes 2, also on Tubi, so you can enjoy both of those. And then lastly, you know, gotta go Texas Chainsaw. I mentioned it at the beginning there. Texas Chainsaw is, man, that movie is so unsettling to me, and I've mentioned it on the show more than once, but the dining room table scene is one of the most just uncomfortable scenes in a movie that I can think of. Not including like things like body horror and stuff where they're just making you squirm, but just that scene, you just feel like you're going crazy with the poor girl who is stuck there with these insane people. And I think there's a story behind that, you know, around the actors being put in really extreme circumstances and becoming maybe a little delusional in the moment, and that maybe played a little bit into how they acted. Maybe how they were acting wasn't fully acting. I don't know if that's true or not, but it's interesting. It's an interesting anecdote. It's a great movie, like, for what it is. It very much accomplishes what it tries to. Very unsettling, very upsetting, very scary. So there's that, and then there's the much goofier sequel, Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, also on Tubi, so you can check that out as well. So there you go. There's some great 70s horror that you can get into on Tubi over the weekend, if that's how you're feeling. If you're feeling like you want to watch some just dirty, nasty, unsettling 70s horror, Tubi's got you covered. All right. Well, there's that. Now, here's an ad for the Struggling Artist Record Club.
Hey guys, Trev from the Struggling Artist Podcast, and I want to talk to you real quick about Struggling Artist Record Club. The Struggling Artist Record Club is a vinyl record subscription service where I hunt and curate the best punk and punk adjacent music out there and mail their record to your door each and every month. Imagine finding your new favorite band from across the country without ever having to leave the house. It doesn't get much better than that. The excitement of discovering new music just got that much easier. As a member of the Struggling Artist Record Club, you are going to receive some of the best music you've ever heard from bands you may never even heard of. Whether you've been collecting records for years or just starting out, the Struggling Artist Record Club is designed specifically for you. And right now, all new members get a Struggling Artist Record Club exclusive along with the monthly selection. So head to strugglingartistrecordclub.com, pick a membership, and start building that collection today.
It probably feels a little bit like out of the intended purpose of the episode of the Free Fridays to have an ad during it. Nah, I wouldn't even call it an ad. Listen, it's a plug. I'm not getting paid to plug this, but it's Trev. And Trev is my cousin and my friend. And his record club is fucking awesome. And so you're saving all this money by watching this free shit on Tubi and getting all these great free podcasts. So if you're about the records, if you're about records, you're about punk music, go check out the Record Club. You've saved all this money. You can use it to support a really cool independent program. So it's a labor of love for Trev. He's not out there, you know, making $1 million. Trust me. All right. Anyway, let's talk about some podcasts. And since Trev's, you know, since Trev's the person that we're currently talking about, let's talk about the Struggling Artist Podcast. Great episode this week, Trev. Great guest this week. Trev had on a band called Girth Control. And these guys are hilarious. Really, really funny. you know, their music, they don't take it overly serious. You know, they make a point of that. Like a lot of the stuff they release, it's like first take stuff. It's like when they're writing, they're not spending like a bunch of time like perfecting every note. They're like, let's just throw it down. Let's see what it sounds like. And they go with it. That's kind of the goal, the stated goal of like how they wanted this band to be. And it makes it fun and it makes it relaxed and it makes it not, you know, overly serious, I guess. And that really comes through. It's a lot of fun. They're cool guys. They were really funny on the show and their music's really great. And the episode ends with one of their songs, which is a total banger. So definitely recommend you check out The Struggling Artist this week. And stick around for Girth Control song at the end there. All right, next up is Out of the Shadows. Out of the Shadows talks about The Omen 3 this week. I'm going to be honest, I haven't finished this episode yet, but I'm excited about it. I haven't finished it because I actually want to go watch it because I've never seen The Omen 3. And I don't think I've ever seen, I think The Omen, the first one, is the only one I've seen. And I believe that there's like one that just came out. So I feel like it's time over the weekend to do a little bit of a binge on The Omen. Let's see if The Omen 3 is on Tubi. Is it? It is not. Well, shit. Am I going to have to buy this? My God. I can't even believe it. Can't believe you're doing this to me, Chris. I'm going to have to go buy The Omen 3. Oh, it's on Hulu. I have Hulu, so that's good. I mean, I would rather... I love Tubi, but I do have a subscription to Hulu. So, there you go. Anyway, sorry for that diversion. Go check out Out of the Shadows. Go listen to their episode on The Omen 3. I will be definitely listening to it as soon as I watch The Omen 3. And I'm excited to hear what they have to say about it. Especially, like, I love watching the movie right before listening to a pod about it. Because then I really feel like I totally get what they're saying. Like, you can talk about a movie that I've seen before. Like, they did The Funhouse last week. But I haven't seen The Funhouse in forever. And so there were a lot of finer points that, like, they were getting into that really... I wouldn't have even thought of because it wasn't fresh on my mind. So there's that. All right. Next up, we got to go with the Dopey Podcast. Two new episodes of the Dopey Podcast this week because we got Fridays and we got Tuesdays now, which is super awesome. Friday's show was crazy. Okay. Dave had a dude on there named Jesse and his fiance Cassidy. And so far, so good. That's cool. Cassidy is a trans woman, which is awesome. She seems really sweet and really nice. And, you know, her and Jesse seem very happy together, very much in love. Jesse is crazy, though. A crazy dude who does not sound like he has great recovery. He's very much banking on his relationship with Cassidy to help him stay sober. And that's not fair, you know, and I was talking with Stephanie about this, like, you should never put your recovery, your sobriety on someone else. You should never say, I'm going to do this for you, baby. I'm going to do this. You know, you are my inspiration because, or like, you are my reason for doing this because that's too much to put on somebody else because, you know, what if they leave? Now they have this burden on them. Like, if I leave this person, like, they're going to relapse and it's going to be my fault. And that's not fair. That's not fair. And furthermore, it's not healthy for you because your recovery should always be able to stand in the face of all your adversity in life because life is going to have adversity. And that adversity might include losing somebody that you care about, whether they leave you or they die or whatever. Like, if you really love them and you really care about them, like, you should be able to stand in your recovery no matter what. So that's a little alarming on Jesse's part there. He also is just like such a bro dude. Apparently walks around everywhere without a shirt on. He's a big muscle dude. Like, nothing, like all the kinds of things that are like, these are not the kind of dudes that I want to hang out with. And like, really, this I thought was interesting. I don't know how to say this. Like, I'm a little concerned about saying this, but I'm going to say it. He like really made a very aggressive point, and I've heard him on, like, I watched some other clips on him on other podcasts. He made like this very aggressive point to be like, I'm not gay. I'm not gay. And you know what? Like, my first thought was he's trying to, you know, he's trying to be a good fiance to his fiance. Because he is like, look, my fiance is a trans woman and trans women are women and I'm with a woman. And so I'm not gay. And, you know, honestly, yeah, like that's perfectly fine and perfectly legit. And like, I would never criticize that or say that that's wrong, but like, it's just wild. Like, it doesn't feel like that's what he's like afraid of the idea of being gay, which is, you know, that's a little different. I don't know his backstory. I know his backstory from what he's told, but like, you know, it sounds like being gay was very like against everything his family and his friends and everyone, you know, around him believed in. And like, if you're just trying to protect your trans fiance and say she's a woman, 100%, dude, all the power to you. But like, if you're just protesting that anyone would think you're gay because like you're against like people being gay, like that's a different conversation. Anyway, great episode of the Dopey Podcast, because I love those episodes because they're very interesting and they like get you thinking about a lot of stuff. And the imperfect guests, you know, are always good because we're all imperfect. And the people who come on and try to be like, they have all their shit together, like none of us do. And it's good to remember. It's good to see people who don't. And especially when they're honest about it. And I felt like, I'll give that to Jesse. Like, he was very honest about it. And nothing but love for him and Cassidy. And like, hope everything goes really great and that they grow and, you know, continue on their path. All right. Tuesday, though, Dave had on Doug Bopst. I guess that's how you say it. He was a really cool guy. Friends with Chris. Rest in peace, Chris. Toodles for Chris. And he has a really, really great story about, you know, being a weed dealer and, you know, taking painkillers and, you know, just his journey to recovery and like the messes that he got into along the way. Really good. I love the Tuesday shows, and I feel like I've said it a bunch, but it's so true. Tuesday shows are great. And I really feel like they're way more relaxed and like, there's not as much pressure on them. And so like Dave just chills with these people and they're usually like return guests or like, you know, not these, you know, it's not like Dave's out there trying to get these superstar celebrities. They're just like friends of the show who come on a lot and just checking in with them and just, you know, shooting the shit with them. And I like that. I like that a lot. So I'm a big fan of the new Tuesday shows. Keep that going, Dave. You know, people love it. All right. Last up, I want to talk about two shows. I want to talk about cool people who did cool stuff. And I want to talk about Behind the Bastards, because they're kind of like two sides of the same coin. Cool People Who Did Cool Stuff is about the people who tried to save the Russian Revolution. And so, you get this really great history on Russia and the czars and revolution and the people who, you know, worked really hard to make it happen and to see it be successful, you know, and all the cool shit that they did. And then on the other side of it, you have the Behind the Bastards series on Beria, who was the leader of Stalin's like secret police or whatever, and a really very shitty dude. But you know, because this is about Stalin and Russia. This goes back into similarly like the history around like the czars and the revolution and all that stuff too. So it's kind of interesting that those two shows, they're both on the same network too. So Cool Zone Media. So to see them kind of both covering similar topics, like, I don't know if that was intentional or not, but from like two different sides, like the heroes and the villains. I thought that that was very cool and worth mentioning. So there you have it, friends. There are your Free Friday recommendations. You may have noticed there was no show on Tuesday. I tried to organize a couple different 10 at 10s. Didn't have the opportunity in my schedule to make it happen. But, you know, we're going to get back to it. Don't you worry. We're going to get back to it. I know you're worried. So don't you worry. And in the meantime, even if there's no Tuesday show, I'll be back here every Friday to give you guys recommendations for shit to check out over the weekend. All right. So having said that, if you guys have anything that you would like to recommend for a Free Friday, then you should hit me up at The Movie Cellar on Instagram or Facebook, or you can email me at themoviecellar@gmail.com. The only requirements for Free Fridays is that it has to be free. It cannot require a subscription or to be purchased. So anything on like Tubi or Crackle or Freevee, are a few examples. YouTube. And then, you know, as far as podcasts, almost, you know, most podcasts are free. If it's on Spotify, it's free. So yeah, hit me up, give me some recommendations. I will share them with the Cellar Dwellers and I will give you full credit and thanks. If you want to come on for a 10 at 10 episode, also please hit me up. And we will set up a time for you to come through and answer the 10 questions about what kind of movies you love. Hope you guys have an awesome weekend. I'm going to be headed out to Mass for a basketball tournament for Danny. And Stephanie is going to be in D.C. with Gracie. And then we have April vacation next week. So it's going to be wild. But, you know. Spring is here for real, all the snow is melted and it's getting warmer, the grass is growing, and really enjoying all of that lovely, lovely sunshine. All right, have a great weekend. Bye.